down to business on News Talk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
Now, from weddings to funerals, birthdays, anniversaries, my next guests are there for all life's significant events. They are the decoration that can brighten up any occasion. Of course, I'm talking about florists. I'm delighted to be joined by three of Ireland's most talented florists here in the studio. They are Judy Roach from Balla Florists over there in County Mayo. Johnny Tanner is from Arbor Blooms up there in North Dublin. And Brona Hart is from Ginkgo Florists in Dublin. Is that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
Ginkgo, right. My best Kilkenny accent, because you're from Kilkenny.
That's it.
We'll start with you, so if we may, Brona. You might just tell us a little bit about your business on Baggot Street and tell us how it all came about.
Yeah, in 2013, I set up the shop on Baggot Street. So we're in the city centre in Dublin. And at the moment, we employ 8 staff, but it started off very small and it was just me for 6 months on my own before the first part-time staff member arrived.
Yeah.
So it was in the middle of the recession still, though it was still tough, but we've settled in. There's a real community spirit on Baggot Street. It's an amazing
place. Well, you know, I know that street well. I had two shops on that. So I've, like, since 1998 I was on that street and I knew every corner of it, every square foot of it, and it's an amazing street in that it was a kind of a street for all people. It had a business element. People, a lot of people live around there.
Yeah,
it's different. It's a different street at different times of the day almost.
That's it, like Monday to Friday offices, and then on Saturdays it's all about the local, locals doing local shopping, all the kids coming in to see the flowers. Every child that comes into the shop gets a flower. We like to start them young, you know, get them coming into the flower shops to say hello to us.
Great. And business is good?
Yeah, business is good. We've just come through International Women's Day, which was yesterday, so it was a hectic day.
Isn't that great?
And all the gentlemen.
Good to see you getting
flowers.
A bounce out of that.
So, no, it's good. It's very good.
Okay.
It hasn't quite reached the boys of Ireland yet. They haven't quite, taken it on board. But we've lots of customers on Baggot Street.
All right, well, let's go west of the Shannon now and introduce our next guest, Judy Roach from Balla Florists. Judy, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us a little bit about you and your business, if you would.
Well, I hail from Wexford originally. I grew up in the industry. My mother had 5 shops in the southeast.
Wow.
Took a bit of a career break for 9 years, went to college and had a great time and met my Mayo husband and put my roots in Mayo and wanted my own business. So I got a craving for flowers in 2004 when my child was very small, and I went back and I opened Balla Florists on the main street in a very small village in the west of Ireland. And at the time I was on my own then for about 2 years, of course, you know, and I suppose we've developed now to our busy time is up to 10 or 12 people working with us here.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And your part of your model is that you also do plants, soft toys, hampers.
We'd be very diverse, you know, we have to be where we are.
I'm curious about that.
So our business is based on like providing an all around service really for country people.
Yeah.
You know, they come from everywhere to us. You know, we're very, very lucky. People will get into their car and drive to us because they'll always go, oh, Balla definitely have it, you know. So we're known for that.
Okay. So. And our third guest is Johnny Tanner, and he's from Arbor Blooms in Skerries in North Dublin, but he also has operations in Balbriggan, in Drogheda, and I think the Pavilions and Swords.
That's
Johnny's,
right,
is
Bobby,
that right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Tell us about your business.
My business is, I took over my mum's flower shop in Skerries in 2001, and shortly after that expanded into Balbriggan, into Drogheda, and then we opened Pavilions and Swords. And now we have our own farm in Corduff and Lusk where we grow our own eucalyptus where we supply our shops.
This is fantastic. Yeah. I was intrigued by this. So how much eucalyptus are you growing on? How many acres?
About 35 acres and about 35,000 trees.
Wow.
In total, yeah.
Is that difficult to grow?
It is and it isn't, you know. It like anything, it has its own challenges or whatever with pests and stuff like that, but it's relatively easy to grow in the Irish market. It loves rain, loves water, so we're blessed in Ireland. So, relatively easy to grow.
Now, the real sweet spot here is, and I'll tell you this, Johnny Tanner is a smart fella because you've done a deal with your Dutch suppliers of flowers that they take the eucalyptus back to Holland, and you've got a big export business.
Yeah, so we be in Portarone, Flaresham, Holland. So when we started growing our eucalyptus, we shopped around with transport companies to see what price would be. So I then had the idea just to ask the guys that were supplying us with flowers, they had their own transport company, how much they charged me, and it was lucrative for them because they were going back empty. So it made sense that they were dropping off with me, and
isn't that great?
Backload them going back to Holland. So it was great.
And how many people are employed on that side of the business?
At the moment, currently only about two or three. But we're going to expand that as we've more and more plantation over the next couple of years.
Fantastic.
So we expand it all the time.
Great. Let me go back to Brona. Brona, tell me about Valentine's Day. How was it this year?
It was a great day. Yeah? When it lands kind of midweek, it's good. So it's Thursday this year. So it's particularly good. When it lands on a weekend, there's less people around.
It's like
they've
Christmas.
They've gone away for the weekend and, you know, there's less sales. But no, it was a good Valentine's Day. Yeah,
okay.
It was great.
Now, I do have three of Ireland's best florists here in the studio, so I can't let the moment pass. 53106, any questions you have about flowers? I predict a riot bouquet. Who's got that?
That's mine, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that.
That's it. It's in all the hot colour blooms. We're not scared of combining crazy colours together in Ginkgo. We're kind of known for our combinations of flowers. So it's one of the most popular. I think the boys particularly like ordering it.
Yeah.
It's a cool name as well for
it certainly is.
A bouquet. So.
And tell me this as well. You put up a poster around Brexit, and I always like people who take these opportunities.
Yeah.
You had Angela Merkel in the window saying, I should have sent flowers.
We did. We're known for our windows on Bagot Street. So
it's
we
great.
Try and catch people's eye. And we're not a girly shop. I think the boys on the street kind of like coming in to see what we've new. We've done Simpsons windows. We've done Merkel windows, Trump windows, and then flower windows as well. So
isn't
we're kind of known for our shop windows.
And because you're in a kind of creative space,
yeah.
Why not?
That's it.
And again, to use the window for good retailing is absolutely on the money.
No, it catches the eye. It really does. Yeah.
Okay. Johnny, let me go back to you. Was it always your idea to run a number of shops?
No. I literally fell into the business. I didn't fall into business. I was traveling in New Zealand. I took a year out after school and went to New Zealand, and I decided to come. I come home and I had no money, of course. I was only a young lad. So my mum had a shop. She set up the shop after having 10 kids. Running it as a hobby.
Wow.
And so I said, okay, like, I'll go in here, work for a little while, get a bit of money to go out with the lads or whatever, and then I'll get a real job. So when I started with her, started off, and then I saw the business. I always had that little bit of an entrepreneur streak in me. So I started off with the shop in Skerries, and then I opened up a second, third, fourth shop. So went on from there, so...
Tell me about the sort of the landscape, the retail landscape. Things change. Like, are there restrictions now on things like flowers in hospitals, family-only flowers at funerals? They all...
Yeah, to the industry...
Do they have an impact on business?
Absolutely. So traditionally, like years ago, when you used to do flowers, people sent... If you were sick, you were able to deliver into hospitals. But a lot of the hospitals in Dublin now have stopped allowing flowers in. I think more to do with, you know, maintenance and bacteria and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But I'd say it's more to do with the nurses don't have time to, you know, look for vases, clean, you know, etc.
Yeah.
etc.
So
that had a massive impact. And then the other impact is that for funeral flowers, obviously, years ago you'd get a lot more business for funerals. Now it's like you'd have like family flowers only in donations in lieu of Irish Cancer Society or stuff like that. So that's had a massive impact on us as well. So we've had to diversify and think of new areas that we can sell flowers to.
I wanted to ask about Interflora and Interflora as a Johnny, because I think you're Ireland's biggest Interflora customer. Is that right?
Correct. So
now, tell me again, has Interflora been displaced in any way by direct online sales?
Yeah, Interflora have diversified more online as their membership base has contracted. They've focused more online, so they would still do a considerable amount of orders, and they'd focus mainly online now, you know.
So how does it work, the Interflora model as from
the Interflora model still worked traditionally as it would. You'd have like an Interflora florist, say, in Cork or in Dublin, and if you go into an Interflora florist in Dublin and a customer wants to send flowers to Cork, they would use the Interflora network to send the flowers.
So it's a supply network.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, a few texts coming in. So a florist gave me the wrong flowers. I think they were called whoopsie daisies. There you go. We have to start with a joke. What do you think people should send in terms of flowers to a funeral, says Deirdre?
I suppose if it's a family member, they might know the person, obviously they know the person, and they might know their favourite colours. So a nice spray representing colours would be lovely. If it's a friend or a committee or a work colleague, generally we would say to them to keep it quite simple and neutral out of mark of respect, or maybe a nice simple bouquet. Again, it depends on who it's coming from.
Okay. Can I ask you, Brona, about the how it works from ordering from Holland? Am I right in saying that most of the flowers in this country are imported from you all use Holland as a supply base?
Yeah.
How does it work if in terms of delivery and how long it takes, and just walk me through the process.
It's very straightforward. The Dutch have it figured out. Amazing. It's very straightforward. So you would log in, you would order how many stems, how many, or like what length you want, what size head of flower you would like, and the numbers. And then you would order before, say, 10 o'clock in the morning on a Monday, and you would have them into the shop on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
Okay.
So it's only like 2 days.
I'm actually
really
going over tonight.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, so can't wait.
And so again, you're getting them. You're getting them. What about Brexit? Just to ask the question: is there because they are coming across land? They would be coming across the UK. Is that right?
I think there's a lot of scaremongering going on, but I think it's all going to even itself out. There may be a slight delay. There may be a small extra charge for delivery, but I think
it'll all level out.
Yeah, level they out will the figure out how to get us flowers.
And what's the typical shelf life on a bunch of flowers if it's leaving Rotterdam or wherever? How long do you have to sell it?
Really, they're packed impeccably. They're
so you'd like get 2 weeks out of it, would you?
Well, it's living thing, so probably I'd say 7 days after it goes to someone's house should be what you get out of it.
Right. It's refrigerated.
They're
as well.
All refrigerated. Yeah. They're amazing
at stuff
packing.
As refrigerated coming across, so it's stuff lasts really well. So if it's held up in customs and stuff for an extra 12 hours,
it won't make a massive difference.
Yeah. Interesting to see the emergence of fair trade flowers again, but that's become a quite a big market, and I think like coffee in the early days, it just more and more people seem. And I see Aldi and Lidl and Co now have really got into that market in a big way.
Yeah, no, they do. And lots of growers for roses and things would be fair trade growers that we would deal with.
Okay. We'd have a choice of that again on the auctions when we go in. So we can choose it or not. Choose.
And also about, just when you're talking about fair trade, Bobby, it's also about having packaging now is a huge thing now as well. So a lot of our stuff has to be, we're being introduced to like biodegradable. Like wrapping and cellophane and stuff.
Judy, I wanted to just ask you, you've been the wedding florist of the year now for what, 2 years?
2 years running, yeah.
And tell me the impact that has on your business.
Absolutely massive.
Right.
So
could you get a wedding 100 miles away?
I don't have to travel, that far, fortunately.
Isn't that great?
Mayo is a huge county, and I think we're the capital of weddings in Ireland. Well, Donegal will be near us as well. So we've a lot of churches in Mayo, a lot of brides. And I mean, in 2017, we did 187 weddings that year.
Jenny, that's three a week.
Yeah, so we slightly reduced it now this year, But winning weddings online for us, 2 years running, was a massive. A small shop in the west of Ireland gave us credibility. Brides trust us, they put their faith in us, and they know we'll do a good job.
That's great.
Another
text here again: should all flowers be put in water? I've heard that washing up liquid in the water helps.
Oh god, no.
No. No, you need to clean your vase with washing up liquid baths, but not the flowers.
Where do you see the business going from here, Brona, in terms of what's changing?
Well, for ginkgo, I would love to open up a ginkgo gardens. So my passion is plants as well as flowers. So
right.
I would like we have an awful lot of plants in the shop compared to maybe a standard florist. We would sell an awful lot more plants. It's kind of 50-50 in the shop with me. So I would probably love to set up a garden centre.
And Johnny, for you, the fact that the eucalyptus is going so well, could that ever supersede the retail end of your business?
Well, maybe, yeah. We've had to diversify, but it's like any retail trade out there is that most retail has gone online. A lot of it's gone online. So the trend has changed, has switched to where it was 20 years ago. And we've had to change as florists. We're very, you know, we diversify and we change. We're a very resilient bunch of florists, you know.
Crazy so, resilient people. Yeah.
And we've changed and we've had to focus online. And that's where the trend has gone. It's all online. Social media has made it for us. So that's where the business has really, really started to focus online.
Well, look, there's great energy in the room. You're creative people. And I think you clearly all enjoy what you do. I'd like to thank my three florists, Judy Roach from Bala Florists, Brona Hart from Ginkgo, and Johnny Tanner from Arbor Blooms. Thank you all very much.
So
I'm wishing you every success in your business.